the question was asked, since when have Jews been growing payas? The forelocks, as they call them. So, at least since the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Torah says, "Lo takifu pe'at roshechem," do not complete the cutting of the hairline that goes to the corner of the hair. "Lo takifu pe'at roshechem," don't complete the hairline. Takif means to complete a circle. So we have a hairline, right, over here. We have a hairline that runs here. And then we have these corners just above our ears. It says, "Lo takifu," don't complete that hairline. Don't finish off the circle of the corners of your hair. "Ve'lo tashchit et pad zakanecha," and do not destroy the roots of the corners of your beard. Five corners. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But we don't know where it is. So there are the corners of the beards, whether they're here, 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 here. We're not sure where the five corners are, so we don't use a knife to cut our... Maybe. Maybe. But if you look at a skeleton, you see these corners too. So this might also be a corner. Could be up here. Could be. The question is also, when you're taking a corner, where does the corner end? Like this corner. How big is called the corner? Till here? Till where? Corner of the cheekbone. So we don't know, so we don't touch our beards with a knife. And you asked about peyot, the peyot of the head. So there, we generally accept the opinion that says you're not allowed to cut the peyot of your hair. That's over here. That's the hair that grows on the child before he grows his beard. You're not allowed to cut that so short that you wouldn't be able to fold over a hair on itself. So that's not so long. You know, you could fold a very short hair on itself. But that's how short. So we leave our peyot that long. The yekish minag is that we, not only yekish, it used to be that everyone would grow the hair of their head down to here. That the hair, you don't have sideburns. You're talking about children. So it's not sideburns. They would grow the hair of their head down to where sideburns would go, down to the bottom of the ear. In Chutzlaretz, where they couldn't walk around the misin with peyot, so many Lithuanian and Ashkenazi Jews would take those hairs and put them behind their ear. This custom remained by many people, but many people don't. Like Hasidim, many people leave it out here. So this goes back to the days of Tosfos. This goes back a long time ago, at least 1,000 years, at least, probably more, because Yemenites also do it. That you not only don't cut the hair short, like the Torah says, but the custom is to even let it grow. How long do you let it grow? So that depends on the custom, each place and its custom. The Yemenites have a custom, like the Hasidim, to let it grow really long. The Ashkenazim would traditionally let it grow just down to the bottom of the ear. But that's a minag already. Whoever, each person according to their minag. The chiyuv, the obligation is not to cut the corners of the hair, not to cut them down to so short that you wouldn't be able to fold the hair onto itself. So that's patarosh. Patazakan is you're not allowed to destroy the corners of your beard with a blade. We don't know where the corners begin and where they end and where they're located. We know there are five of them. So we don't touch our face with... We don't touch our facial hair with a knife. Are all shavers okay? So we assume that some shavers are really doing the same action as a razor. And you need a shaver that doesn't do that. Which shavers are okay? Each person will check with their local Orthodox rabbi. But that's in a nutshell the laws of the corner of the head and the corner of the beard.